This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear the word of Yahuwah, people of Israel. The signs are multiplying, the judgments unfolding, and the time of restoration draws nearer. But restoration is not merely a promise of land. It is a restoration of all things according to His covenant, including the very foundations of our wealth and security. We are witnessing the unraveling of a system built on falsehood, a system that demands we trade true inheritance for fleeting promises. Reports come from the holy lands of mourning for Khamenei, a ruler steeped in idolatry. The watchman sees echoes of ancient Babylon in these lands, a repetition of rituals and the allure of false gods. This is not new, beloved. Throughout our history, Israel has been tempted by the glittering illusions of Babylon, by systems promising ease and prosperity through deceit. Remember the golden calf at Sinai. It wasn't merely an idol of metal, but a symbol of impatience, a rejection of Yahuwah's provision, the wealth He promised through obedience. Today, Babylon manifests in the global financial systems, in the paper promises and digital illusions that have replaced true wealth. Yahuwah's money is silver and gold, expressions of His heesed, His loving kindness, embedded in the earth for the benefit of His covenant people. Edom understands this perfectly. They seek to control the flow, to manipulate the value, to extract wealth from the nations and hoard it for themselves. This isn't economics, it is plunder, and Yahuwah sees it. We are seeing the judgment upon Edom accelerate. Obadiah speaks plainly, their pride will be brought low, their arrogance shattered. And look closely at the hands that manipulate these financial instruments. Kushner's land grabs in Albania, Rubio's involvement in Venezuela's plunder. These are not isolated incidents. They are the tendrils of Edom, reaching out to grasp what rightfully belongs to the nations, to exploit the inheritance meant for Israel and all those who dwell with them in covenant. And even as we watch Edom's grasp tighten, we see Israel intensifying the land grab in Samaria. The reclaiming of our inheritance is a righteous act, a fulfillment of prophecy. But even in this, we must be vigilant. We risk polluting it with the leaven of Edom. We must not exchange one form of bondage for another. The land is not merely territory to be possessed, but a sacred trust, a responsibility to steward it according to Yahuwah's law. The prophets spoke of a time when the desert would bloom, when the wilderness would become a garden. Yeshayahu 35. This is not a promise of effortless abundance. It requires labor, it demands faithfulness, it necessitates a return to the principles of covenant. It means rejecting the shortcuts offered by Babylon, the false promises of quick wealth and easy living. Consider the shepherds being banished from their ancestral lands, the defilement of Al-Aqsa. This is not simply a political conflict. It is a spiritual battle. It is Edom attempting to sever Israel from its roots, to silence the voice of the watchman, to erase the memory of our covenant. Zechariah foretold a time when Israel would be under siege, Zechariah 14:2. The UN Commission confirming genocidal war against Israel is not a condemnation, it is a declaration. A declaration of the forces arrayed against the covenant remnant. But even in the midst of this darkness, the promise of restoration shines brightly. Yirmiyahu spoke of a new covenant, a time when Yahuwah would write His law upon our hearts, Yirmiyahu 31:33. This is not a promise of escape from tribulation, but a promise of strength within tribulation. It is a promise that Yahuwah will not abandon His people, even when they are scattered to the four winds. We are witnessing the awakening of scattered Israel, the gathering of the tribes from the nations. This is not a political realignment, but a spiritual homecoming. It is a return to the foundations of our faith, a rediscovery of the ancient paths, and it requires us to discern the true from the false, to reject the manufactured stage props of Edom, the empty rituals, the false messiahs, the attempts to rebuild what Yahuwah has already broken. The WHO's preparations for digital chains and online lockdowns. These are echoes of ancient Babylonian systems of oppression. Yahuwah warned of a time when nations would conspire to control Israel, Yahuwah 3:19-20. This is not merely about physical control, but about spiritual domination. They seek to isolate us, to silence us, to sever us from our heritage. But Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms. Yahusha reigns, and he will not allow his people to be extinguished. The refiner's fire is upon us, burning away the dross, preparing us for the glorious restoration that is to come. This is a time for discernment, a time for courage, a time for unwavering faith. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.